Based Thomas and Kufsamichavalachates, Tul Halachyadzain, we're continuing to discuss how to prepare for a mikveh. And therefore, one of the requirements, as we mentioned, is the potential of water reaching even areas in the mouth, even though we don't have to open our mouth when we go to the mikveh. So, one of the examples, teeth. Teeth can't have things in between the teeth that usually a woman would not want there, i.e., she usually would, let's say, use floss. So that's the meaning to use floss. If someone never flosses and they don't have something that's sticking out of the teeth, it's not a problem. But this is the reason why there's a custom not to eat meat or chicken or anything that usually a woman knows would get stuck between her teeth, popcorn, etc., on the day that she's going to the mikveh. I mean, the night that she's going to mikveh, during the day she shouldn't have. But this is only a chatchila. If there's a sudas mitzvah, it's permitted. If there's other circumstances, Friday night, Shabbos, etc., Yom Tov meals, then it's not a problem. And the same thing also applies why women usually don't need the dough air of the day that they're going to the mikveh. But nevertheless, if it's ever Shabbos, the kids says that she shouldn't stop. She just has to be careful afterwards to make sure to wash her hands properly. A woman that has a false tooth should ask a shayla. That's what the kids says. You have to understand it's very different than what there was then than it is today. Baruch Hashem, much more advanced. And therefore, most places where there's no problem at all with a false tooth, or temporary teeth, or temporary crowns, or temporary, all these things, there are definitely heterim to go to the mikveh with them. Usually it's not a shayla, but could I ask a shayla? The kids are really discussing false, you know, regular false tooth that a person takes out every night before going to bed, and then they should remove that when they're going to the mikveh. As we explained, something that you're careful to remove before you go to bed is already part of the most clear thing that you do not want it there all the time. And all the time, as we mentioned, at least a minimum has to be there for 24 hours, something you want there for 24 hours. Like we mentioned about the distinction between different types of the eye lenses. Now, when it comes to going into the mikvah, one something, oh, first of all, before that, very interesting. The kids have discussed is a woman that has what's called the pelvic organ prolapse, where there's certain organs that, like the uterus, the bladder, that are dropping from its normal position, and they end up having a certain ring to keep a support. So these are the type of shaylas the person should ask, because again, it depends the position where it is, and also depends on how long they want it there. If a woman is nervous to go to the mikveh, sometimes what they would do is, or let's say, especially in the old days, you'd go to the river. I've had shaylas of people going into the ocean. It's a little bit nerve-wracking. So halachically allowed to have the lady who's supporting her wet her hand in the mikveh first, and then this way, she's allowed to hold the hand of the person immersing. This way, she feels a little more support. As long as she is holding her hand in a normal way, not too tight. And since her hand is wet, so it's considered part of really connected to the waters of the mikveh. So that's a great thing to know if a woman is nervous going into the mikveh. Some women panic, and this way, this is definitely a way to support them. When it comes, since we're speaking about rivers, I've had many interesting shaylas of women that are whether they're overseas and islands or even local rivers, because they feel uncomfortable going to the mikveh. So hopefully, Baruch Hashem, today the mikvehs are much better in many different ways and a positive experience. But still, it's good to know that if they're going into rivers, it becomes a little complicated because of if there's too much mud and stuff like that, and therefore the feet have to be cleaned off. So that's something to keep in mind. And then there's the discussion of how the position of when a woman goes into the mikveh, which applies to men also technically, especially if that's the preparing Havai, Mashiach should come, we should prepare to go into the Har HaBayis. But the idea is that it should be done in a way where you're leaning over a little bit. The purpose of the positioning of the body is just to make sure that the water is reaching places in every place of the body, and there's no folds that are now being created. So this is the reason why the position's a little bit bent over, similar actually to a woman that's kneading dough and needs a certain amount of strength and support. And so therefore, that leaning over a little bit is what gives that perfect position for the water to reach. The main thing is not to tighten up, and that includes the eyes, the mouth. Just be normal. And it's interesting, this is the requirement. There's the best time to work on just being relaxed. And the eyes do not have to be open, too closed, rather just loosely closed. Now, there's also a height, meaning because of the positioning of the chatchila of how the body should be. So even though 40 sa, technically, if you have your entire body covered, that's good enough. But there's a minimum lechatchila of a height of at least 3 tefachim above your belly button. So about 9 inches above your belly button. Then it's pretty safe to do what? Less than that becomes probably somewhat challenging. There is a way which the kids themselves says to lie down like a fish. So this way, if you're lying down like a fish, you'll make sure that your entire body is covered. As the Kitzur was explained, we just said this, that you don't have to open up your mouth, etc. And just keep your mouth loose. Eyes, the same thing. Keep it loosely closed. And when it comes to mucus in the nose, so just where the area of the edge of the nose, a little bit inside, that needs to be cleaned out, but much higher. A woman doesn't have to go crazy and remove that. And the same thing is when it comes to wax in the ear, do the best you can to clean what is usually reachable and attainable, and the rest one does not have to be concerned with. And if a woman has a problem, like you mentioned, about having water reach these going into the air, the Moshe has a fascinating tshuva in regard to that. And this is where we're holding today. Have a beautiful, oh, one more. She has to go to the bathroom. The chatzilah woman should go to the bathroom before immersing the mikvah. The reason for this is not because there's any chatzitza problem. It's because of the intensity it causes the body to be, as we mentioned before, it's gonna cause a woman to be more tense and the muscles more tense and not allowing the water to reach the exterior portions of the body. So that's the reason a woman should go to the bathroom first. It's interesting. That's an important factor to have in the mikveh when you're building, that to make sure there's enough bathrooms that are comfortable for women to go. And this applies actually even to men too, actually for different reasons, which we'll discuss in the future.